All right, well, this was Sunday, July the 2nd, and we just saw a game, one of the seven games today. This one was in Woodbridge, and Electric City came to town, and they played, and they ended up winning 4-1. It was close with Woodbridge down to 10 men and 2-1, and then Electric City pulled away at the end there. So it was an exciting game, and I have Coach Randy Ribeiro here. And we're just going to talk. First question will be about tonight. What your thoughts on tonight's game?
Yeah, I think the first 15 minutes we dictated the tempo. We created some good chances. We're patient with the ball, and you know it's a good side over there in Woodbridge, and they were able to adjust a little bit, start getting themselves back into the game, and then their goalkeeper played outstanding tonight. He made some really really big saves to keep them in the game.
Yes.
Going into the second half. And then we were finally able to break them down and score a couple towards the end and come away with the 3 points. So overall, happy with the result, and I'm pleased with the performance from us tonight.
Great. Okay. So where are most of the players from? Like Peterborough, you know, small town, all that kind of joking. But are they from, like, tryouts or university, or what cities are they from?
Yeah, so we have a balance, actually, from all across the province and a couple international. We spend a lot of time in the off-season recruiting. That's the bulk of the work. I was able to do a little bit of traveling, come across players that were interested in players that I had interest in. Just setting conversations, explaining, you know, what our ambitions are as a club, how we operate, and then giving them a good professional environment to operate in this season. And I'm really happy with the group of players we brought in. They're first and foremost good people, but at the end of the day, very good players, and I think they showed that tonight.
Yeah, I could hear the English accent there, so well, we know where you got that guy from. Now, how many players are from the old FC London team now? I made an English joke, but we mean London, Ontario.
Yeah, we have a good core group. Bradley Heath, Tomas Alvarez, Daniel O'Shaughnessy, Connor Wilson. Those are the boys there.
Yeah.
Good core group players that I've known for a long time, that I really trust. And, you know, starting this last season from scratch, you always want to bring in players that you trust and know they can do the job that you need them to do. And they've been outstanding all season this year. So I'm happy to have them here.
Okay. And from the players actually live in Peterborough or some from the GTA?
So we house our players. They stay right at Fleming, where our training facility is, where we play our matches. So it's really convenient for them. Like I said, we try to create that professional environment for these players, and they come in, their first thought in the morning is football. And so not many places can offer what we do. And so, you know, that's just how we set it up and how we attract our players to come in and play for Electric City.
All right. Yeah, that answers a lot of questions, actually. Living in Peterborough, yes, okay. You have goalie, Vyacheslav Artemenko. I used to be able to say that better because I used to see him more often when he was with the championship Guelph team, about 300 yards away from here yesterday. I saw Alexander Zis took a corner kick to Thomas Skublak for the lone goal for Skrzypy, who beat the old Guelph team they played for last night. So how did you get Artemenko, and that he plays every minute of every game so far?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Svedek was a goalkeeper that I was familiar with in the league. He's been there. He knows how to win games. He's a professional with, you know, ambitions to get to the next level. And so he was someone of interest for me right away, and I was able to connect with him and, you know, explain how we operate, how myself as a coach and how the club, we could help him make that next step. And he's come in, and, you know, we do have one of the better defensive records in the league, and so yes. A lot of that is thanks to him and our defenders at the end of the day. But, true professional, good character that, you know, he sets the standard high day in and day out in training and in matches. So I was happy to be able to bring him in this season, and he's done really well. So I'm really proud of him.
Okay. And now you have two, goals to reach this year. One is surviving the top 12 for the Premier Division split with its weighted system of two seasons put together, and 3 points today certainly helps that. Mm-hmm. But there's also today's win put you into the top six, although we've got another few games going on tonight with six other teams, but you keep dueling into the top six to make the playoffs. And how important would what a deal that would be for your team?
Yeah, you know what? That's definitely one of our goals. I think we have a good quality side with players that, you know, they're athletes that want to win and they want to win games. And so setting a goal to make the top six is important for us. And, you know, the message I get delivered to the boys is taking care of the things we can control and not relying on any other teams to do the job for us. And so coming in here against a side that's also desperate for points, finishing in the top division, fighting for playoffs, these 3 points are massive, and every game is the next big game. So we just take it one day at a time. And like I said, taking care of our business game to game, and hopefully we see ourselves in that top six at the end of the season.
Okay, and just to finish off with your owner, Gregory Coach, I know you, Coach, I know when you first came into the league, he had big ambitions of being in the CPL. With how that league's operating, and then, well, promises, okay, we'll get Saskatchewan in, and we'll get Quebec teams in and stuff. I don't know, maybe not deliberately, but it's sort of pushing Peterborough down the line. But he still has that ambition to go as high as he can.
Yeah, Greg is a fantastic owner to work with. You know, right now we're in League One, and that's where our focus is. And so we don't want to look too far ahead of ourselves. And if we're able to get to a position where we can do that, then we'll definitely push the envelope and see if we can do that. But right now we're focused on League One and being the best that we can at this level. And if we get to a point where we're able to make that jump, I know Greg would support that and bring the CPL to Peterborough. So definitely not something that's out of the picture. But right now, that's not our main thought. The main thought is to be competitive in League One and give these players an opportunity to make the jump to the next level.
All right, very nice. And so this was my talk with Randy Ribeiro, who I remembered or came across for the first time with Toronto Lynx from years ago. But thanks for the interview today.
No problem.
Let's see now. Do this right.